Sifat Matuni, the Shiasim of the Torah. It's a very interesting medrash. It's actually brought, it's in last week's parasha, but it's really the center of it is really what we discussed in this week's parasha with Light and Stein. The medrash is going on a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Pei Tes. The pasuk says, Matsasi David Avdi. Benjamin says, the Melech says, I found David Avdi. Matsasi David Avdi, Shabin Kochi Meshachted. I found David HaMelech. I found him as a Metzia. Says the medrash, Eichel Matsasi V'Stein. The Metzia of David HaMelech was found hidden in the Shadayim. And Rav Moshe Shapiro used to shtelzach a lot on this medrash, and obviously the medrash is coming to show us that the phenomenon, this fascinating concept that David HaMelech is rooted in Shadayim, which is the antithesis of what David HaMelech represents and what he's bringing to the world. But in what I want to try to understand, what nekuda is it that from Shadayim came David HaMelech, that the medrash is trying to bring to the forefront this concept that there's something so diametrically opposed to what Shadayim is, that we found the Metzia. There's this Metzia that totally is not shaykh to the smokin that David HaMelech is coming out from. What's the nekuda that we could, that the medrash is telling us? So I heard a mahalach from a Rav in Muncie, Rav Greenwald. He said like this. He said that really we have to go back and really try to understand really the fundamental difference between light and Avram. We see the Torah many times is bringing us light, the behavior of light in his chesed, the behavior of Avram in his chesed. What exactly is it that's the difference? What's the nekuda? It's seemingly very, very similar. Very similar. They're both being Moshe Nefesh for Chesed. Obviously, the Torah wants us to take out from here that there's a very important nafkamina for us to learn how we have to follow Avram and Atlai. What is it? And what's even more fascinating is that in the story of Shadayim, where Avram Avinu was inspired to save Shadayim, the loy nene, on a superficial level, he was not nene. But at the same time, when Lot himself was misbaled for Tzoyar, Uschi Nafshi, he was talking Nana. How could that be? What's the pshat in such a thing that Lot's tefillah was, that all the Mepharshim asked this kasha, how could it be? How could such a thing be? So there are two things that we really have to understand to really break open. What is the nekuda? What is the period of Avram and Lot? So to understand that, we have to go back to last week's parsha and learn up the sugya of the Riv. The riv between Roy Avram and Roy Loi. He riv, there was a riv. And Rashi explains to us, what was this riv? So the riv was, says Rashi, I'll quote you the Rashi, Bishayu Roy of Shaloi to Shoyim, Marim Behemtham Besalis Acherim, right? Like it says, Aknani Yaz Ba'aretz, they went into the lands of the Knanim and they were Roy and they were stealing. Roy Avram, Echich Maisam Alagezo, the Haim Oimrim Nitnaharetz Lavram Veloya, and Yerush, they said, the Roy Loi said, it's Avram's. And Lot's going to be the Yerush. Vein Zagezel. Kosevayim Rakhnani Rakhizi Oz Yoshev Oretz. Leizochah Ba Avram Adayim. Avram wasn't Zeichin Eretz Yisrael yet. So that doesn't sense. What was the Machlokes exactly? Where were they arguing about? Was Avram Yeh Zeichin? Was he not Zeichin? In fact, it's very difficult. The Prussian Storchim asked the Kasha that Shtevim Furash Gmar Baba Basra, Daf Kof, that we learn out that Avram Avinu was Kone Bechazoka, Kumis Alach Baretz. Could be that, emphasis maybe what happened later. Maybe could be, but B'chol Eifin, Zichar Avram had a kinyan Eretz Yisrael. Or Chaim HaKadosh says could be, was B'habata. There was a kinyan. So what was talking Machlokes? What was the Machlokes between the Roy Avram and the Roy Eloi? So the Parashas Drachim says, Amar the Kipshat, more in Alam the Sha'ifin, he says that the Machlokes was that Avad Avram Avinu had a kinyan Eretz Yisrael. His kinyan Eretz Yisrael was a kinyan Haguf for Klal Yisrael to be Yorish Zeicha in the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu had a kinyan haguf b'shaita, but it was a kinyan haguf that Klal Yisrael should have the peiros. He bases on a Gemara Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Gabe Isser Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. But that's the Mela lot. So pshat is the Roy Avram said we have Ein Chanami. Avram has a kinyan haguf, but the kinyan peiros, Vaktami Oyeshiv Aretz, they have the peiros. We can't be zayka. We can't benefit from it. The Roy Light said. The Roy Light argued. Really argue. So what's that about? What is that all about, that machlokes? So the pshat could be, the pshat's like this. There's a very fundamental difference in perspective in how, in Avodas Hashem, in a ruchni stik oifen, we have to really understand there's a very fundamental difference. And that is that the Avram Avinu's mahalik, what he gave us, he gave to the world, was that we don't, our Avodas Hashem, is it's a path for the future. I'm working not something that I could have, has to be that I'm tangibly feeling now. I'm experiencing this ruchnius on presently in what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing is something to build for the future. I'm building for my children. I'm building for Klal Yisrael. And Mela, I could have Eretz Yisrael, my whole Zchus and Eretz Yisrael for my children. Avraham Avinu understood that. Right? Loi didn't have that concept. He couldn't be toif as such a zach. If you have Eretz Yisrael, you have Eretz Yisrael for yourself right now. If I have it now, then I can be zaychem. Avraham Avinu said, no, that's not it's a very different perspective. I could have something, but I'm doing what I'm just planting the seed. I'm planting the seed for the future, for my children, for Klal Yisrael, and that's what I'm doing right now. And the emphasis is it's a very sadistic gazach because the Goyin says that Moyov, the gematria of Moyov is 49, which is a very important gematria because 49, we know from all this, represents the concept of Teva in its fullest form. 7 times 7, Shemitah, right, the Yimei Sfira, I mean, even in a ruchinistic oifen, it's something that's tangible, something that we can hold on to. 50, which is lemaila from above 49, something that we're already into a nitzchistic type of experience, something that we can't touch, but we're tapping into that, and that's the gematria of yam. And the Goyim says that yam represents the concept of going and throwing yourself into something that's the beyond what you can feel and you can experience. That's why Torah is called the yam ha-talmud, because when you misamik in Torah, you experience and you realize that you're in a world of something that's totally beyond the what you have in front of you. It's something it's eternal, something infinite. And you, when you jump into that yam, you're in the 50. You're in the Shara Chamishin. So that was the yisoid of the machlokes of Raya Avram and Raya Loit. So the Mela, the pshat is that the Torah is telling us, firstly, in the difference of the chesed of Avram and Loit, it's very clear. Avram Avinu was trying to bring into the world the medabik and the Rebbeinu Shlomo's olam chesed yibana of a chesed ligvur, a chesed of nitzchias through his achnasas archim. Loit was ready to give up his daughters. That means that he was ready to sacrifice and destroy his future because of what he had in front of him. That was his whole perspective. From it's really a twisted understanding because Loit was all in what he could feel and understand right here. And that's the difference between the tefillah of Avram and the tefillah of Loit. The tefillah of Avram was that he was trying to bring out that perhaps there's a possibility that Sodom could be takashayach to the nitzchias of the world, to the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, of the Olam Atikon. That was his avoy, that was his tefillah. And that wasn't shayach. Sodom was mamish, gofer sa'esh. It was mamish, had no connection to anything that nitzchias did. Hashegin Loit was davni a tefillah shah, for now. Pasha to save himself, to save that place. He wasn't b'chlal shayach to such a tefillah. It wasn't shayach to connect to something that's beyond what he could tangibly feel. That's the oimek of the difference between the avoda of Loit and the avoda of Avram. It's an amazing thing because there's that Rav Shach in the last Kesiyah Gedolah when he spoke, he said in the psicha, he said a very interesting thing. He said like this, and I have it in Lashon HaKodesh, but he says like this. He says, I'm speaking to Klal Yisrael. He says, listen to my brothers, my sisters. He says, because every nation has a culture. So this is what Shach said. Every nation has a culture. He says, the culture of the French have their culture. The English have their culture. What's our culture? What's the culture of Klal Yisrael? That's what he asks. What's his unzer culture? He says, unzer culture of Klal Yisrael is Ebekeit, is Nitzchis. That's the culture, the fabric, what's the pulse of what Klal Yisrael is living a nitzchistic experience. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nitzchi, the Eibishter is netzach. Who nasa lanos a Torah shu nitzchis at uns gegeben the Torah was an ebeke. So we should be nitzchi. That's what Rav Shach said by the Knesset Gedolah. And I think that from this parsha we really understand this is the message that Avraham Avinu was teaching us, that we're living a nitzchistic experience. We're living a perpetuation of this path of what Avraham Avinu put into the world, of bringing the world to a nitzchistic way. It's not dafka something that we can feel and experience right now, but it's something that we're tapping into, something much greater, much bigger than what we can feel. That's what we're trying to glean from. So that's one nekuda on avodah. We have to understand. I saw this year a very interesting sasemes in Yom Kippur. He says a fascinating thing. I never chapped this. He says that every Yom Kippur, the kapor that Klal Yisrael has is a chelik of the kapor of the chet ha'egel. Because since all our chatoim stem from the chet ha'egel, from the chet of the ego, and v'yoy pokot b'kalati, there's always an effect. So our kapara is being mechaper for the chet ha'egel. That means that we don't live just in a vacuum of our life. We're connected to something before, and we're going somewhere with what we're doing. And he says every single year a little bit of there's more of a kapara of the chet ha'egel till we can be zeicher to get back to before the chet ha'egel. That's what we're doing. That means that it was an amazing concept that when we're on Yom Kippur, we're bringing something to the future from something from the past. There's a mahalach here. There's a mahalach of Klal Yisrael's binyan of bringing to a bigger thing. That's the nekuda that we have to take out of it. And I think another thing that's very important to really deher is that a lot of times it happens to be it's because of the society that we're in. It's everything is an instant gratification society where we want to feel everything that's right in front of us, so we a lot of times struggle with this. We struggle with this in our own avodah, in our own avodah Hashem, in our own limud Torah. That we want to feel it, we want to feel the everything, the geshmak on a regular level. But that's not a reality. It's not what we're supposed to be doing. That's not the purpose. I saw a few weeks ago a Murdei Keshar Peloshin from the Beis Avram from Slonim. He was talking about Tmimus by Noach. So he says. He likes to say like this: "Hey, Misha Heilich b'Tmimus, b'Lilu Vakish Tam v'Regesh, b'Yaderach Hayoyse b'Tucha." Someone who's Oyed Hashem b'Tmimus without looking to feel, to have the Tam v'Regesh, he's doing it because Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Metzava. I'm a soldier. That's the Derech b'Tucha. That's the safest way. He says like this. He says, "Ki Amechapeis Tam v'Regesh." Someone who's looking for Tam v'Regesh, Im Zeichalatza is Tilti Hashem Levadoi Matoy. He's able to have in total. In answer, without taking anything for his zich, that's a tremendous madrega. Avahu b'sakana, shemitoich l'shma b'ashalay l'shma. It's a Mordechai Gzak. Shemitoich l'shma b'ashalay l'shma. When you're looking for something to feel, the problem is that all of a sudden you're going to stop you looking other ways and other avenues to give you that feeling. So they say it's a dangerous thing, but we're learning from Avraham Avinu because that we have to. Look at the bigger picture. We're doing something for our children. We're doing something for Klal Yisrael. We're tapping into the Olam HaNetzach, the Nitzias of Klal Yisrael. That's our avodah. And Melo, that's the pshat in the Medrash. Medrash says Matzasi David Avdi B'Stoyim. It's a phenomenal thing. It's totally an oxymoron that David HaMelech, who's bringing the world to the Olam HaTikun Mashiach. That's what the Medrash is referring to. It's coming from Moya, from Stein, which is the total opposite, which is totally something that's confined to Teva, to here and to now. That's what the Medrash is bringing out. That it was a tremendous chiddush, it was a tremendous fascinating thing. And Motzasi David Avdi, in Sedoim, which was something that's going to be destroyed forever because it wasn't shy to the Nitzchias of the world. It was there that David rooted from. From that came the David. That's what the Medrash is saying. That we have the tremendous, and that's our lesson, our limo, that we should be able to always realize that our avodah is to jump into the Yam HaTalmud, to jump into our share, our role in bringing to being the nitzches of Klal Yisrael, and to be takas leicha to Mashiach.